Last time on Lawful Stupid.
You guys proceed south.
You know that feeling
that we all kind of get where you can feel like there's eyes on me. I don't know why I feel it. You feel that. You lay down and you're watching your camp and you hear a whisper.
You don't belong here.
Yeah, we're just passing through.
When you turn around, you get no response, but there's a simplistic dragon statue behind you. And it's got like a gold necklace on it with a like a ruby inlaid in the center.
She will pick it up.
the necklace or the statue?
The necklace.
So there's a crack that forms in the statue. And then there is an explosion of light followed by flame. Where the statue once was, on two legs, two hind legs, there stands this half-dragon, essentially.
Which one of you has it?
Which one of us has what?
My heart.
Now I have it. Hello. Pleasure to meet you.
I want it back.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, you place it into his palm, and he throws it into his mouth, and he chomps down. And fire just kind of falls out of his mouth and onto the floor, and it begins to burn the wood in the area. And he looks at the three of you and says,
"You may not belong here, but you're not like the others."
How do you want to continue this conversation, Apon?
Talking to this dragon.
You usually give us the last line of dialogue.
Come on.
And he says, he says to you.
First of all, you motherfuckers are capable of... Yes, I actually do. Because Darlene lets the half-dragon take the heart. He eats it. And then... Yep. And he basically then says, like, "Oh, hey, you guys aren't from here, but you're not as bad as the others." And then Avon says, "The others?" Which, that's not her line verbatim, but she did say that. You know why I know this, Devin? Because I fucking listened to the MASH today.
Oh,
no, I listened to the MASH today.
Route. You stayed down here with us.
I listened to the last 5 minutes of the MASH so I could remember, because my notes didn't make a lot of sense until I remembered that last 5 minutes, or listened to that last 5 minutes. So,
was it Avon and not Darlene? Because that's important.
It was Darlene.
Okay, thank
Avon
God it's
time.
Not me.
Avon was like,
"Well, because I mean,
sleepwalking."
Because sometimes I say things. The Time Lord. That's not Gus.
Yeah. Time Lord Dwayne. Yeah,
that's just me. That's just Chainsaw.
No, it was Darlene. She asked. What others or something like that?
Yeah. So who are the others?
So just resetting the scene for the listeners who, you know, it's been a week for them and they definitely have great notes. So let's just replay. So you guys are out in the woods camping. You had camped off of the main trail, and then you guys heard something. You ran into the statue. Statue had the heart. Shane broke it. Sorry. Drake broke it. You are the best. So
yeah.
All right.
Absolutely
perfect. I started it.
Osiris.
I thought it was Osiris.
Osiris. No, hold on.
Yeah, I smack.
We both still had Australian accents then, so I can see why you'd be confused.
It's all right. Sometimes that happens, mate.
Not anymore.
Oh, man.
Not anymore. He bangs his head on a tree. He talks a little slower.
Talks like, a little slow.
But sometimes I still talk like this. So don't get
we just all went a little southern.
That's right.
It's fine.
So, sorry. No, but Drake said open to it in dragon, which is
I
what
did
opened
do that,
it. Yeah, that's what I was trying
anything.
To say.
Okay.
Well, I just meant you broke it by opening it, right?
Okay, I got it. Work.
And so then this half-dragon comes out. And so the half-dragon is covered in red scales, He's a red dragon, and he ate the heart of the dragon. And so then Darlin asks, "What others?" And so he is going to respond. You guys all right? You ready?
I'm golden.
I was about to sneeze. We're good.
Oh, okay. He responds. He says,
"You're not the first person that doesn't belong here that I've encountered."
Well, I suppose that does make sense, especially if the Grand Magus is over here, as well as our god from our world, plus there's a door leading here. I mean, there's crags, so mice get in, I suppose.
He, like, scratches his claws against his head.
Doors, gods, the Grand Magus. What did you guys bring over here?
Ourselves. Other things got in before us, so we couldn't bring that.
But you're from here?
Yes. This is my land. Yes.
Oh, I'm just checking.
And they both draw guns. That's what I immediately feel is this moment has come down
to.
I believe the last thing I did was get on warp and take aim, so I don't think I've changed from that position.
Yeah, I don't think his stance has changed at all. And he says,
"Thank you for returning the heart."
Hey, well, yeah, if it's yours, you might as well have your own heart. I don't want it.
Osiris. Yeah, everyone should have their own hearts.
She nods.
Unless you give it to somebody else, and that's just as special.
What has to be given, not taken?
Given freely.
Consent is important.
And with no expectation of anything in return.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You guys are an adorable couple, yeah.
We're brother and sister.
Gonna take one step to the side.
That's
away.
Fine. I don't understand.
Not, no. Okay, they got weird rules on this one, guys. We got to get out of this plane.
Dragons often
this plane's going down.
Oh, I don't like dragons anymore. Hey, guys, I'm over that thing that I was into.
How did you get a character to switch on their stance so hard?
So we've killed characters off before. We've never grossed them out so hard that they change.
Oh, I eat my rifle. Gus,
hey, if you're having a real hard time, please call the suicide helpline, which is Googleable.
Anyway, so okay, cool.
Let me ask you a question, mate.
We're not mates, so, but sure.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful here, man.
I don't imagine that's too far-fetched in this place, yeah?
Maybe.
Anyways, listen up. Listen.
So you're saying look, there's a shot.
Two ears, one mouth. All right, listen up.
Lobo.
You found us in a statue, and then you still were able to get out of the statue and be here. So why were you in the statue?
Sure, I'd love to answer that question that I have no reason to, but let me just walk you back there. I found you and me in a statue? What you said made no sense.
Yeah, a statue so I was walking found. I was walking around and you weren't there, and then I heard you called out, and then so I was walking around, you sure. Weren't there before, and then you were there.
Yeah. Is this normal?
He looks at Darlin and Drake.
Does he normally talk like this?
I think you know what he meant, mate.
I'm not your mate.
What are you doing?
Well, he did like you, but yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I never licked nothing.
I don't know. Feels normal. Everything feels normal. Things.
Your world sounds perverted.
It's your world.
I'm sorry, but
I'm just living in it.
What is your question?
I'm just wondering why you were stuck in that statue.
Oh, sure. I was put there.
By who?
My master.
Okay, go on. So we're going to have to ask the question. Who's your master?
Hello, the great red dragon. Who's your master?
I have no master. I'm my own.
I'm really sorry.
Well, it's okay. So your master, was he mad at you? Did he put you in there because he was mad at you?
Yeah, it was a consequence.
Of? I know we're getting...
Failure?
We don't know a lot of things here, so I don't know, like, is this normal for dragons to be in statues? Or do we just... I mean, is it accepted?
Not typically, no.
Okay, so do we help you, or do we do something real bad?
Depends on who you're asking. I don't know how long I was in the statue, so I might have served out what I was supposed to serve.
So do you put in a lot of statues? Like, this happens often?
This is the first time.
That's good.
First time listener.
Are you first time caller. Are you a young dragon?
No, I'm not.
So you did good for a long time, and then what made you get put in there?
Roll a persuasion check.
I had to ask. Wait, persuade him to? Oh, just like to tell me? Like, is he like?
He literally just said, I've been a good boy for a long time, and then I was put in a statue.
But wait, I'm just asking if...
And then you said, but wait, no, listen. The persuasion check is you asked him something very personal.
Okay, it's with my skills, it is a 13.
Perfect. But I want to explain to the listeners, plus Devin, you asked him something personal.
He's a dragon.
Because that was like a big failure.
Like, he's going to be alive a long time after I die.
Oh, and dragons are not obsessed with their ideals at all.
I've never met a dragon.
They're the most loosey-goosey.
I don't know about these. In this world, like Earth dragons, I get it, but wherever this place is. These dragons? No way.
So with a 13, he kind of scoffs and says,
I'm not going to go over my failures with strangers.
I didn't mean any to offend. The thing I was trying to get at, I guess, is where I'm from. If you locked away for a while, that means you did something bad. And so just want to make sure that we didn't do something bad ourselves and let you out of there.
Oh, sure. I'm not... How do I answer that question without it coming off...
No, go ahead.
Wrong.
No, take your time.
I don't usually go around... murdering people, if that's what you're concerned about.
That is a little bit of what I was concerned about, so that's a good start.
A very good start. I agree.
I don't really think we can get in trouble for letting him out there. I mean, all I did was say the word open. It's like if your password was password. I don't really, like, we're pretty much, it's his own fault, whoever your master is.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he really needs to get high trust certified or
what if we were, what if there's some dragons were playing football and it was like, hit me, I'm,
and then boom,
and then all the criminals go free in the world. That's not a good system.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not a criminal, just a disappointment.
Hey,
that
seems a little hot.
Your master's, yeah. Okay, well, I believe that you can turn it around and do better.
Thanks. This is to a weird turn to just meet you guys.
We're not defined by our worst moments.
Yeah, you make your own moments.
Yeah, hey, can you pull people out of stones? Can you pull like
what?
Is it like?
Can I pull people out of?
So we have these.
Like, do you guys have a lot of people in stones?
We do, apparently. Is the thing
what?
That?
Why would you do that?
And he'll nod to Avon, like, let the stones, the gems we have.
I don't know what you want from me, Osiris. Avon is sitting at a computer. She doesn't know what she wants.
Damn, she got you.
Fucking
it's
destroyed.
Not just me.
Stay as a darling.
Darling on the other hand, she's like, oh yeah, sure, I can get it. She just like starts digging into her bra to get the stones out.
Okay, what? Do you take them all out?
Well, we each have a couple, don't we? I think we each have two.
Well, right, the ones you have.
Yeah, I'll take the ones I have out. I don't remember which ones I have.
They're clear, so I don't know either, yeah.
They're all clear.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you knew what they were when you brought them over.
The color gems? They weren't
yes.
clear. They're different shapes. I'll pull out the one that was the ruby-shaped one.
Thank you.
You guys act like it'd be really hard to get around in a world where there wasn't colors, but it's pretty something. You just you identify other things about the like shape and size, weight. Maybe they weigh.
So you get out the one that's a ruby, and he looks at it and says, "Where did you get that?"
Oh, out at the door. You know, like a little pedestal.
We are playing some linguistic games here, folks. We could just say what we meant. We don't have to feed the pieces of information. Hey, there's this door where we come from, and it's got these gems in it. We're pretty sure they got dragons inside of them, but they were colored. Now they're clear. So I don't think there's maybe anybody even inside of them right now. So
that's
you
want
to take a look at these and maybe see if it has something to do with the stuff that you know about, with you being stuck in a crystal and whatnot, being a dragon?
Stuck in a statue, not a crystal. Very different.
I thought there was a ruby in the statue. Now I'm very confused.
The ruby was on a necklace, actually. That was my heart.
So when I say that you were in a crystal, you're saying, no, the distinction is my very essence and the core of me was in a crystal. That's different. I was in a statue.
Yes.
Cool. Got it.
Yeah, that the smart one of the bunch.
Understood.
Like, do you hand the ruby cookie over?
Yeah, she'll hand the ruby over.
He takes it into his hand and his claws kind of tap against it. And when he does that, you see like a spark of color start to ignite. But then it fades away. And he says,
I don't know how you got this. This seems like this is one of Master's.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
You said there's someone in it.
He, like, looks at it. Brings it up to his eye.
I don't see anyone.
One of Uncle's friends. And she'll, like, thumb over toward Osiris.
Well, we just met the bloke. I don't know exactly. Well, he's just in there. Probably not having a good time. So, your master, where is he? Where could we find
him? Might be a good idea for us to meet him. I think that's a good idea, Osiris.
We're looking for someone who's got great powers, perhaps like your master. And so if we find him, we find who we're looking for, and we get out of here.
And he, like, taps his fingers against this gem again. He goes,
in what world?
This one?
Do three strangers from another world, three otherworlders, show up, ask to see my master... just because. Why would I ever take you directly to my master?
We gave you your heart back. We got you out of that prison, unless you're just there to be like, learning a lesson that you haven't learned yet.
Roll persuasion with advantage.
First boy is a 18. And the second one is a 21.
He kind of
lowers his shoulders, and you can see him relax. And says, fair is fair, I suppose. I could take you to our territory, and then I could call my master, but I'm not taking you directly to my master. That's just out of the question.
Oh, yeah,
looks over the crew. Too. I think it's all right, guys. What do you think about that? Fair enough.
It's a start. It's a start for sure.
Yeah. Well, besides the other start we had.
Well, not every day you find a dragon in a jar in the woods.
Yeah, no, not every day. Only some days and some minutes.
You find this? What? You find... not important.
Darling, like, I'm waves sure away, not. Like, a thought picture.
Yeah.
Poof, poof. All right. Well, this has been both rewarding and also extremely weird and uncomfortable. So, thank you for that.
What is your name? Did we sort of have a root of us?
Sure. You may call me Jakar.
Drakar, that's a cool name.
Thanks, cool name. My mom thought so as well.
Is your mother alive?
Yeah.
She'll be excited to see you then, I imagine.
That's a good point.
Her little Drakkar all come home.
How long was I in there?
We're not from here. We don't even know what year it is.
Yeah, that's probably pretty bad for you. I don't either. But I suppose easy enough.
So we'll let you lead the way then, Drakkar.
It's the middle of the night. You don't want to wait until the day?
Oh, no, I'm not tired at all. Bed. Oh, so, well, sorry, darling. I'm very awake and excited. But, you know, okay, I could take watch and you guys all sleep and I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, I don't need to sleep. It's my turn. But you can cook me something. That would be great.
All right. Well, I know some recipes that my brother/child used to know when we were going out.
And I thought dragons
nephew
were close.
Nephew would have gone down smooth.
I'm just leaning into the wood art. What's going on? All right, so I can sort of whip you something up here.
Perfect.
So you guys lead him back to your camp?
I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to stay awake and ask Drakkar 4,000 questions about dragons.
Perfect.
I get to sleep
I'm
in.
Just gonna get,
I'm going to go back. I don't have to do
I'm
going to
get my notepad out.
He's like calipers. He's measuring everything on his body. Ears separation. Eyelashes. Just bing, bing, bing.
He just... Drakkar doesn't even care. He's just like eating his food.
I wish I could say this is the first time this has happened.
How big are you in dragon form? Are you scary?
He looks at you. He growls.
I feel scary.
Like, are you bigger than Gwarp or smaller than Gwarp?
I don't have a dragon form. I'm not 100% dragon. Does that make sense?
Oh, I got you. You're half dragon.
Yes.
Cool.
My mother What's is not half? A dragon.
If you don't mind me asking.
Mom's a human.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's why I was
My
worried
was
about
too.
her being here once you brought it up. Thanks. Hopefully it wasn't that long.
Yeah, okay. It'd be if it was funny if it was like we got here right after your master put you in there for about 5 minutes.
That would be funny, but I wouldn't know. It's like going to sleep. Just with a bigger flash of light before your eyes.
So your pops, is your master also your dad?
Is that normal for you guys? Because the answer is
no. I'm just
no.
asking.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So is your dad's master and your master same guy?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's like a big hire. There's one guy and he's in charge of all the red dragons.
In charge is probably not the right word.
He's like your patriarch. He's like your grandpapa.
Much better verbiage. He is a very strong master.
Okay. He's pretty big.
He can't be.
Yeah, he takes all kinds of forms, I guess.
For sure. I don't see him in his dragon form that often.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense. Probably only breaks it out for special occasions.
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, I love you, and good night.
Yeah, otherworlders are too different.
Oh, can I have my rock back?
Oh, this feels like something I should keep.
Now, I already put my gun away. Can we just go to bed?
But it's got our friend in it.
I don't see anything, but okay.
And he hands it back.
Thank you. Stuff it right back down in the bra. Go back into
bed. You know, you probably shouldn't. You know what? It's fine. I just got to sleep.
Quick question, Drakkar. Before I know you're nodding off there.
Yeah.
What's the state of things in this world? Is there like any major players we should be aware of as we travel? Is there is there like a big thing going on that everybody's like talking about?
Yeah, almost like a main story.
Yeah,
main story arc.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sort of.
Arc, To be honest, I don't know. I, like I said, been in the statue for X amount of time.
Yeah, okay.
But I will say this: when I went into the statue, there wasn't like a big kerfuffle that we were worried about. There was no wars, no hidden secret missions that I'm aware of, and everything seemed status quo. Everything seemed going pretty good. I mean, you know, nations or cities have squabbles with others, but no like big wars that I'm aware of.
Yeah, you did mention you was going to take us back to your territory, so that implies that we're in someone else's territory.
Well, right, because the red dragons don't own everything.
So whose territory are we in right now?
He looks around. I'm not 100% sure, but it looks like we're near Arcanaria? They've got the garden. The magic garden. Can't remember the name.
We did see that. Yep.
Oh, yeah, we saw
pretty impressive.
Yeah. They don't like it. They don't like it when you step on it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, we kind of wound up in it. We was in a different world, and then there was only one way down.
Fair enough.
Okay. Cool. Who's in charge of Arcan? Do you know who, like, is it like the green dragon? Or
the Arcan?
Is every place in...
No, there's mortals in that city.
Oh, Link.
Yeah, it's not like dragons own everything here.
Okay, I didn't know.
That sounds like a
good
fun.
Understandable.
Word.
Yeah.
Sibley, pound it. Fist bump.
Well, you can go back to that door and find one, I guess.
Not right now. We have other things to do.
Saving that for next season.
Like fall? Summer?
Yeah, anyway, so...
All right, I'm going to go to sleep now.
It's taking a beating.
All right, so the night goes uneventfully from there. And you guys wake up, and you start packing up camp.
Every RPG player knows that the scariest final boss isn't Tiamat, Vecna, or Orcus. Why? It's none other than scheduling a game! That foul beast! It's no one's fault they can't make it, Tim. So how do we get a game together that is exciting, fresh, and worth exploring? The answer is plainly... Roleplay Revolution! Roleplay Revolution allows you to generate ready-to-run adventures in minutes. It comes complete with NPCs, monsters, maps, and more. What a hoot! Your adventures can be highly complex for even the most intelligent, or as simple as you require. Isn't that right, Timmy? Roleplay Revolution has powerful tools that let you tweak your adventure after initial creation, so don't worry about all those last-minute great ideas that you come up with. You start by just throwing out some of your favorite themes, movies, games, etc., just to get the juices flowing a bit. Want to mix high fantasy with your favorite RPG title? Go crazy! A mustachioed plumbing brothers and steampunk? You got it. Your imagination is the limitation. Roleplay Revolution allows you to create the game you'd love to run, but just don't have the time to write. To spice it up even more, let's assume that Tim and your other quote-unquote friends are indisposed for a long period of time. Never fear! Roleplay Revolution has an AI-powered DM named Oracle. That's nice. That will never leave and keep its time commitments. Oracle will run the adventures you generate for you. You can run the adventures solo with Oracle, or have a GM for you and your friends. It's free to try, but we, Lawful Stupid, hope you'll hear this and go for the annual subscription. If you purchase the annual subscription and use the code LAWFULSTUPID at checkout, you'll get a whopping 20% off the total price. Head on over to roleplayrev.com and let the games begin.
Is there anything you guys want to do, establish before you head out?
Yeah, does Drakkar know any? Drakkar, do you know anything about folk with black scales? Just the very powerful ones.
Do I know anything about the black scales? The black scale dragons?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about them?
Or really beefy ones?
Or just, do you know anything?
Yeah. I know plenty. That's what. If you want, like, a overview, as it were. They like bargaining, making deals. They really like getting more for less. So they tend to trick people sometimes. Mm-hmm. Some of them can be very honest, and I have a few. I have a few friends of mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you know one?
Yeah, the one that I talked to when I touched your necklace and then things happened and
what?
Then you... It's fine.
It's best if you don't try to understand everything that's going on with Darlin.
Oh no, even I don't understand. Sometimes I'm yesterday.
Yeah.
Sometimes...
You know what?
I don't have the math for this, clearly.
No, you need the time for it. You don't need math. Math helps,
I've got
though.
Plenty of time. I live for a long time. But sure. Where are we? What you want me to take you somewhere? Right. That's right. All right.
He like taps Grandpa's his temples.
House. I got this.
And he turns and starts heading southwest.
Off the trail.
Oh yeah, he's just walking through the woods.
Just straight line.
he turned and went southwest.
They're directly through trees.
Yeah, he's just like walking around trees. He did not go straight through. He did not through go the road at all.
I'm gonna start mapping it out on my fan a little bit.
So we on can the other maybe side, the other yeah. side is the new world.
Yeah.
You can only do it twice.
If this happens again, I'm gonna have to get another fan. Damn it.
Hope this is an important one. Hope we're not just a detour.
So you guys just follow?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. And you guys walk for a while. And you're mostly going through woods, and there'll be patches of like grassland and stuff. And you cross a main road. You just walk over it, right? Because he is just beelining this direction. And after a few hours of that, he stops in the middle of the woods and says,
"All right, we're here."
All right. All good right. job.
All right, all right, all right.
Perfect.
Where is here?
We're at the fringe of the of our territory. Real quick, are any of you highly flammable?
I'm the regular amount of flammable.
Okay. I'd say I might That's be highly cool. flammable myself.
Yeah.
All right.
And he takes the claw and he just points into the sky and he drags down, almost like cutting the air itself. And when he opens, there's like a red glow that comes out.
Let's go. Everyone first. Because when I go through, that door closes.
Okay.
Okay. Just a little hop right in.
Going right on through that door.
Osiris?
I walk in backwards, facing him, eyes on.
He follows you an uncomfortably close distance.
like when I do that, eyes at me and him, I touch his eyes.
Nose to nose.
No, yeah. You're like touching his, like right about to touch his eyes.
Is this a thing you guys do?
He like puts his claws up to your eyes.
Much scarier.
It's a sign of trust.
So is that how we say hello?
Yeah, it's like a trustful. I'm saying I trust you, Drakkar.
Neat.
Don't want to poke your eyes out, you know.
When do we stop?
Once we're through the door, yeah? So are we through yet, Dwayne?
All right. Yeah, you guys walk through the door. And the door seals behind him, and the visage of the forest vanishes. And he says,
"Ah, well, this is our world."
And you turn around. It looks like more forest.
So, yeah, of course.
And you guys walk like 5 or 10 minutes, and you guys see like a sprawling field. And it's in this field, there's like hills and stuff, but there's also like almost like pocket cities. Imagine it's a bunch of hills and rolling, right? And you can see almost like small villages, but all of them are connected with different like cobblestone roads. So it's definitely like a family, like a town of some sort, but there's space between them. And there are a lot of stone buildings and stone structures. And in the center, farther in the distance from you guys, you can see what clearly is whatever the primary person would be, because it's a bigger kind of building. There's more arches, more decoration, more color to it, really. The color, of course, being red. Banners hanging off and stuff like that. And he says,
"This is home. Doesn't look too different. Couldn't have been that long. Whew.
It's a really lovely place."
Yeah.
Good. Perfect. Well, off we go.
And he begins walking forward. Everybody roll me a constitution check.
Oh, great.
Check or saving throw?
Saving throw. You got me.
It's been a while since check or saving throw.
I know. It's been a minute. All right.
20 for Drake.
Yep.
14 for Darling.
10 for Osiris.
Drake, it's a little warm here. You didn't really notice it.
I told you,
I'm
the normal amount of flammable.
Darling and Osiris, it's really fucking hot here. You guys are starting to sweat. And you've barely been walking.
But like, you can feel this it. Off.
Yep. Yeah, and it almost like peels from you, right? Like, a jacket, like, it doesn't matter what it's made of, it just, like, feels like it won't come off.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are gonna be thirsty.
I'm gonna go down to just a, just something around the waist to cover me. I'm gonna take, one cloth. I'm gonna take this opportunity to take all my clothes off except for one cloth.
It was only a matter of time.
Gwarp rolled a 13 for reference.
What color dragon is he?
He is a copper dragon. He is resistant to acid damage.
But his element, is his breath acid or fire? It's acid, right? Okay. Yeah, Gwarp's warm. A lot of that. And so Drakkar kind of leads you to what can only look like a reception area. And I don't mean like there's a desk and all that shit. It's just like it's a gate. There's no wall, but it's like a gate that you would walk through to get to the city. It's more decorative than anything else, right? So you come up to that, and there's a couple stone benches with backs, essentially, and there's ornate carvings that kind of match up with the archway and stuff like that. And he says,
"Well, you guys are outsiders and otherworlders, so you stay here."
Yeah, it's all right.
That makes sense.
Do you have anything to drink? Anything at all?
He looks around himself where he's not in like a ton of clothes, right?
I hand him my canteen.
I don't.
Fan myself. Fan Osiris.
If you guys are hot, I can probably bring you something back.
That would be great. Yeah, I think that'd be good. You look good.
Yeah. You want some like coffee or something like that? Or something cool?
I don't know. Probably something cooler would be good, right?
Sure.
Yeah, be good.
Sure. That makes sense. You did say you were flammable. All right. Well, wait here. And it's very important that I say this and listen to me.
And he, like, gets real close to you, Osiris, and he puts his fingers
near
your eyes.
And I do it, like, lazily, like, trying to...
Yeah. All right, listen. Stay here. Okay? Don't go anywhere else. That's real bad.
Trust. That's what this is about.
All right, good.
Yeah.
We are.
All right, I'll make sure to tell people. All right.
Everyone just walks up and pokes me in the eyes now. He said to trust you.
He told everybody.
You don't have to actually poke him.
And he walks off. He walks towards the center building.
Warp is going to unfold his wings and fan them up and down.
Prestidigitation says you can chill, warm, or flavor up to 1 cubic foot of non-living material for an hour. So if I do that to my fan, can I have almost AC?
Mmm.
Yeah, it's about 16, yes. I think your AC is.
Yeah, sure. You cool the water in the air, so your fan does make you way more comfortable.
Between the both of us that are dying, apparently. Maybe sometimes Gwarp, if Gwarp looking bad.
Gwarp is having a bad time, that's why he's flapping his wings.
He's building a whole different level of AC.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, so what do you guys want to do while you wait?
Stay as still as possible.
Not sweat.
I am taking extensive notes in my handy dandy dragon notebook about the area. The I don't know what you would call it, a village or town or city or clan hall or whatever we're in. But I'm taking notes about everything. I'm making note of any sort of language. If they've got any, I know there's like banners and there's like a big sign here or gate here. I don't know if there's any.
Yeah, and it's the majority of it's draconic and for the most part, it's not anything outlandish. It's things about pride and family and there's some markings about power. And then there's a line that basically welcomes dragons into their domain.
I'd like to say hello to anybody that passes by. Just like a wave hello, just a friendly one.
Like in the distance, because nobody would regularly come through that pathway, because he literally brought you to like essentially the visitor's entrance.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you might see like a dragon walking by. Yeah, in fact, you see like a dragon walking, and she's also got like a little dragon cub with her. That's not the right word. But a
hatchling.
A hatchling, thank you. And they're half dragons as well. And the little kid just starts laughing and pointing. And that's, I guess, when you wave in response. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
All right. And so the mother like looks at you guys weird and like ushers her child away.
We must be weird. That's kind of rude. You'd think they would have manners.
All right. So if you guys don't do anything, you sit there for what feels like a couple hours. Just suffering in the heat, some of you.
I'm getting ready to walk out of here.
Yeah. So Drakkar comes back and he's got this like platter and there's like a bunch of stone cups. He says,
Dusty.
Well, that's mighty kind of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just a little bit, thank you.
There you go. And you'll find like ice water. But it's cold as fuck. It actually, like, the first time you drink it, Darlin and Osiris, it's a little too cold, but you don't care.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But, Drake, it is so refreshing because you're a little more stabilized in general.
Ooh. That's some high-quality H2O.
Thanks for that, mate.
My mama
cup
said.
Right on the back of the neck. It's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Just put it in here, and he sets down the tray. Anyways, Master should be here soon, time being a relative thing. And he will answer your questions, not answer your questions, really. Just don't piss him off.
We can very much try not to.
That's the point.
I feel like I had to qualify it.
That's fair. You guys seem like a live bunch.
I was dying, but now that I feel a little bit better, I noticed.
Sure.
Some of you kind walked by, and the lady, dragon, pulled a child away from us as if we were some sort of monster. Are we not light?
Yeah.
Are humans?
It's not that you're not light. You're outsiders.
Okay.
In our world, in our land, right? We don't bring people out from the outside in, often.
What? Oh. Are you going to get in trouble again? Are you going to get put back in your statue?
Hard to say, but at least, you know, he didn't seem super angry. He wasn't happy to see me. But I just explained, I mean, I owed them one.
Jakar, in hindsight,
he might not be happy with you.
Yeah, I get to sense you're a bit of a bad boy, and that, but I like it. I think it's a good attribute you have there. Take chances. I'm taking a chance on us.
Well, thank you. That's mighty kind of you.
How's your mom?
Yeah.
I went to do what you guys needed first. I haven't had a chance to check on her.
Well, go check on your mom.
See how old she is. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Come on.
And you actually see him like start trotting towards
city. So he took 2 hours to make
but he
water.
Loves his mom.
Yeah. See, that's the good quality to have in some folk.
I trust him.
He's like he would have a tattoo of mom with a heart, but he's got scales. So
yeah. That could be etched in somewhere we can't see.
I'm just saying, you didn't see under the bottom half of his trousers. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I looked.
He's just like on his booty.
When I was with my calipers.
His little booty.
Let me see.
I lifted that up. I saw it. It was a couple of inches.
At least.
Now let's talk about the tattoo. So Jakar runs off, and in the distance you guys see like a half elf walk towards you guys, and he's got he's got hair pulled back and like a loose ponytail, and he says, "Welcome." It's not often we have otherworlders here.
You can tell just by looking.
I can tell by your smell. Smells like time travel.
I once knew
a man who had that power as that ability as well. A rare and ancient art.
It is not for everyone, that's for sure.
Well, it is us, so I suppose that's it. Are you the
master?
Grandmaster? Yeah, what? Yeah, what do we? What?
Master.
Hello.
Hello. What shall I go by today?
What about yesterday?
You can call me the proprietor.
Well, pleasure to meet you, proprietor.
Sure.
She'll put her hand on her chest. I'm Darlene Derringer. That's my brother. That's my uncle.
And what brings you to my roost?
Well, we have this gem. She'll go fish it out, present it.
He picks it up with both of his fingers, like gingerly, and you see him pull out like a handkerchief, and he like wipes it down.
All right. What'd you do to it?
Well, I'm not sure why it lost its color. My guess is because the door activated and then it had no color, and I took it out the socket, and then other things happened. And his friend had it for some reason.
Interesting. Doors, you say?
Yes.
Want to elaborate?
I mean, they're doors to other worlds.
No. That's so not my problem. But all right.
And you see him, like, grip the gem, and it comes back to life. Like, it returns color. And there's, like, a small flame flickering in it.
All right. So that's fixed. And he, like, tosses
it
back
in
to
it.
You.
And there's more, too. I have some, and they have some.
So,
and he, like, looks over them.
Yeah, those aren't mine. That one's good to go, though.
So,
what about the fella inside?
Yeah, do you see someone in there? There's definitely someone in there.
Oh, no, there's no one in there. Except for me now.
Wait. So what happened if there was someone in there? They got sucked in. It happened, just believe me. Got sucked in there. Because I said something, actually, and I remember what it... I can remember what I said. I don't know what I'm saying. I can say anything.
I take a step. I take a step backwards.
Sounds dramatic. Sounds dramatic.
What if you just put it down?
Yeah,
and
I'm
gonna
do that.
Let
me set it down. Oh, I'm gonna tell you the phrase that I say, and you can tell me perhaps what it is that I'm saying.
Well, yeah, sure. What'd you say?
And then I'll say the thing that he's repeated the phrase he learned from his friends long ago.
Yeah, yeah, you're selling me on it.
Yeah, it is like a thing.
Yeah, no, I know what he's talking about. I'm just deciding.
You can make me roll to see how good I say it again. I mean, it's been a while, you know, like...
It's been a while.
Actually, it has been,
it's
been
a
few days.
I don't think it matters. So you say it, looking at these other gems or the red one?
At the red guy, yeah.
And you see it kind of flash and pulse, but nothing happens.
And that's about the, that's about the gist of it.
Well, normally we don't... There aren't other people in them. Just us.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me tell you this, because I'm kind of worried that I killed a man.
Sounds like
actually,
you might have.
A couple of... Oh, my gosh. So...
Well, excuse me?
A good friend of mine.
Why are you... What are you doing in your worlds that you're putting people in my gym, for starters, much less any of the gyms?
We found these.
To be fair, we heard y'all was fucking your kin. So
what?
Maybe don't cast stones.
What? What do you mean, fucking our kin?
That's... Drakkar said that y'all...
Date
like
your family members.
Mate within your family.
I guess if you assume we're all kind of interconnected, but we don't just go around...
Like in the larger world sense.
Yeah.
Like we're all just like, hey, brother, how you doing?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have...
Well, I mean, as like a red dragon thing. Like, we're all kind of related because we're all red dragons.
We should have been having that conversation with Draconic. He makes some mistakes in common.
Maybe
yeah,
we
he's
teach
not
him a
known
common.
For being fluent.
No, it makes sense. I'm fluent in Draconic.
I put that guy in a stone. Think that
yeah,
happens on
I get
accident?
Why you did that now.
Yeah, he told
yeah,
us about
no,
that, but we'd like to hear your side of it.
I'd like to hear why he's out of it.
It was us.
Well, to be fair, I just said the Draconic. I just said open. I just said...
Ah, oh, damn it.
100 stones open all across his territory.
No.
Just, 1,000 criminals are free.
He put sand in his head. I'm going to kill you, Stefan. I told him not to use easy open phrases. Last time it was fucking fire. I'm like, what do you think? Red dragon
okay.
scales? Why would you do fire?
Yeah. Should have done water or some ice would have been good a little bit.
Peanut butter. Take a pick. But
he
not
should,
to,
he should
not
have. You should have mixed some capital letters. Maybe some numbers and some special characters.
He should probably do it in Elvis too, you know? Something people won't get.
Yeah.
Or do a mix of
no
both.
No one thinks about Elvish.
That's true.
They'll say every word in Draconic before they say one in Elvish.
That's a good point.
Unless they're just elves.
But hey, back to is Osiris a murderer? Let me ask you this.
Found
you really hung up on that one, huh?
Yeah, I'm really... Found a gym some time ago. It was the Black Gym.
Sure.
Friend told me the phrase. She got sucked into that one. She was so held on for that for a while. And then a fella at the bar shows me red one, and I say the phrase, and he's sucked into that one. And so just people everywhere getting sucked into gyms, and just wondering, where do they go if they're not there now?
That's a wonderful question. I'm glad you asked. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's your gym.
Right. For me. No one else goes the gym.
Why do we find it in a different world doing different stuff?
That's a good question.
But yeah, that's a good point. We've already kind of discovered the doors.
Oh, you guys have been hanging out for a while.
Maybe not. It's too long. But long enough that we know there are other worlds out there and we shouldn't be fucking with them. He looks at the three of you. You know,
we don't want to be here.
Like, we're just trying to get our stuff back to stop the guy that we're pretty sure is fucking with stuff.
The Grand Magus?
Yeah.
Threat to all the worlds, maybe?
His demeanor changes, and his, like, mustache that doesn't exist shows. This flaming mustache appears.
You're looking for the Grand Magus?
Yeah.
He's got our dad, so...
Well, he also has the Time Cradle, which may also have my friend... Cassiel, so it's a big problem right now.
There might be 100 different people and 100 different stones that we have to save all of them.
Everybody roll a constitution saving throw.
A what?
Constitution saving throw.
Oh god, I'm flammable.
No. Drake has rolled 25.
Ooh, I rolled a crit 21.
4.
Darling.
I'm the regular amount of flammable, baby.
I'm going to have you take a level of exhaustion as the heat becomes unbearable around him. And even Osiris and Drake, you're fucking hot. And he is pissed.
Why are you looking for him? How do you know who he is? And why would you come here and say his name?
Darling's trying to, like, heave. Because hot air is not a great time. Hands on knees. Trying to breathe. It's fine.
Drake will step in between the two of them. Body block style. Well, okay, let's calm down here now. We're not your enemy. We're not... We're not with him. We don't like the things he's doing. We want him out of your world as much as you do.
You guys can actually see steam coming off the grass nearby as the grass starts to wilt.
Then why would you come here asking about him now?
We're following the trail. This is where it led.
And Cassiel, he's with you?
Was?
Nope.
Was? What do you mean was? Where is my brother?
She shows the bracelet. Just not in there anymore. I don't know where he is.
He holds out his hand, suggesting you hand him the bracelet.
It's very much tied onto her arm. She left it that way with rope, so she'll just kind of like lift her hand and just kind of look at him.
Grabs your wrist, not like aggressively, just with effortlessness and full of strength. He just kind of pulls you and he looks at it.
That is very disconcerting.
And he like sits you down, I guess, in a puddle of yourself.
Too hot.
Oh, and you're here for him? With him?
Why would I be with the man that stole the thing?
So you're looking for him to kill him?
To be determined. I want my shit pack and my friend.
We'll say stop.
We're gonna take it.
And he like starts to calm down and
Avon, you're fucking exhausted, but you're not miserable.
Oh, well, that's good. I feel like I'm tired. I mean, I'll go to bed now if you want.
He puts his hand on your shoulder and says, "Darling, I'm so sorry." And you kind of feel like a cool mist come across your back. And he pulls like a ton of sweat that's just been pulling up. And he like slaps it down. "That's my bad." And he clears your level of exhaustion for you.
"I lost my temper. The last time that happened, we had to make a new nest. So, I apologize."
"Appreciate it. My world might need another Time Lord if you had kept on going. Thank you."
"Does your, every world have a Time Lord?"
"You're a Time Lord?"
Yes. The old one gave the job to me, so I am trying and learning, and I think our world's broken. But it's... the attempts are being made. Now. Now, it's happening now, yes.
"What are you attempting, dear?"
"To get our stuff back and just put our world back in order. I don't know what happened, but something's wrong."
"And a Time Lord like yourself decided to trample around other worlds?"
"I'm following the traces of where our time cradle is, yes."
"You're brave. I love it."
And that's where we're going to end this episode.
This man is crazy. I thought I was crazy.
Whoever thought him up is cool, dude.
Yeah, whoever imagined his core theory and stuff like that, yeah, he's a cool dude.
Fire mustache? Who does that?
I don't know, man. Never heard of it before. It's the first. I thought it was a pretty unique idea. Kind of like when I thought we should all be bad guys for...
We should be vampires.
We should all be vampires for...
We're getting attacked by vampire hunters. For Final Girl? Yeah,
Final Girl.
This is different, because when you did that, you were just stealing my idea blindly. What you're doing now is you're taking beloved characters and you're bringing them to life in a majestic way and weaving them into a greater story than maybe anybody could have imagined. So it's actually beautiful and awesome, and I love it.
Yes.
With that, speaking of more beauty and more happiness, let's do Roll for Humanity.
By my math, it is October, which by that math means that it's Halloween, which means we're trick-or-treating for UNICEF, baby.
Woohoo!
Yay, yay!
Very close to a Final Girl. Sorry, go on. UNICEF.
Yeah, Final Girl, hold your breath, it's coming. Wait for until it happens. UNICEF. That's the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund. This is just money that goes to the kids who need it the most in the world. And if you can't get behind that, you can't get behind nothing.
Well, you certainly never be behind Shane.
You know, you can never sneak up on me. I'm too fast. I've rolled a 7. So nice. $7 is our leading roll for UNICEF. We hope that you'll join us. And yeah. And we'll see if we can't get some goodies in the goodie bag.
I do like lots goodies in the goodie bags.
No tricks. Only tricks.
It's a hard knock. Anyways. All right. As our new assignment is, Abon, give me a verb.
A verb?
Yes.
Spelunking.
Spelunking. Okay. Cool. Why did my keyboard not want to type that?
It refuses.
Yeah.
Death Shane, come up with a different one.
Shane, give me a famous person.
Let's go with Charlize Theron.
Be careful.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm going to do.
Devin, give me a place.
Tell Big 500.
All right.
stand by while the robot really questions my sanity.
Push it. We're pushing the technology to its limit.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Buffering.
Jeez Louise.
His face.
True beauty and joy.
The response is this, and I think this is fitting for what we have created. It says, "I'm sorry, but I cannot generate a sonnet about Charlize Theron, spelunking at the Talladega 500, as it doesn't seem to be directly related or a common topic. However, I'd be happy to help with any other questions you might have."
We broke it.
It couldn't even make anything up because those were so far apart.
Here we go. This is I'm gonna do it, guys. Man versus machine. The machine has met its limit. I have not, because I am a man. And here you go. This is it. Charlize Theron went to the Talladega 500, and she was racing so good. What's a sonnet? Define sonnet.
What is a sonnet, Google? Sonnet is a poem of 14 lines. Gosh dang it. using any number of a formal rhyme schemes. It usually has 10 syllables per line.
Yep.
Charlize Theron was at the Talladega.
Even ChatGPT.
So much.
That's
dude.
A lot of work. I'm not doing that.
I could do it, but it'd take me a minute. Anyway, so here's the gist of it is the robot couldn't make the connection, and the thing is that Charlize Theron is at the Talladega 500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's at the Talladega 500. She's racing. She gets into a horrible crash. There's foul play suspected. It's rough. She goes into a coma. The whole time she's in a coma, she thinks that she's spelunking in a cave.
She meets Dale Earnhardt at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Dale Earnhardt and Amelia Earhart are both at the bottom.
And Jeff Gordon is there too. Kyle Busch.
There's a plane car. They fly it back out of the underwater cave. It's like Charlize Theron is being born again. She wakes up in the hospital bed.
And it's
here's
like
your sonnet.
Yeah, no, she wakes up and it's what, like 180 or something? And they're all like, "Oh yeah, you made it back. You got out of the rock." So she's Jesus is what's important.
Get out of the rock.
So Jesus has come again.
Man destroys machine.
That's right. You did it.
AI.
All right. Well, now that you've all said those terrible things about AIs and your phones are all listening, I'm going to miss you. As we always say,
yum yum, come get some.
One in the hand is worth two in the bush. Is this my job or your job?
We love you. Bye.
I don't know what's going on here. I just show up.
Somebody's stepping on somebody's dick, and I don't know if I'm stepping on your dick or you're stepping on my dick.
I think we're doing the thing where we step on each other's.
Why don't you just cross the streams and be fine with it?
We'll see.
I don't know.